In 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 25, David builds an altar, offers burnt offerings and peace offerings to God, and then God responds. The plague that was serving as discipline over David's sin is averted. Mercy wins the day. This mirrors an earlier story in 2 Samuel chapter 21 where famine was halted after an act of intercession. And what we are learning is that God responds to heartfelt repentance. He responds to true worship. So in other words, our God is not distant. He hears and He moves. His mercies are not stingy. They are vast and immediate and rich for those who cry out to Him. This is the God that we pray to, the God whose heart is tender towards the broken, the God whose ear is tuned to the humble. So as you pray today, make this your prayer. Lord, remind me that you hear and respond when I cry out to you. Give me the faith to believe your mercy is always near to the repentant, and help me to worship you with a heart full of gratitude for your nearness. Here are two peoples that you can pray for. Pray for Yairo Bonilla and his family, our national changemakers in Costa Rica. And also pray for the peoples of Cape Verde as they listen to the Creole Cape Verdean broadcast that's been tailor-made just for them.